Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. We're on a mission to help you maintain a meaningful connection to Hungarian culture and heritage in a variety of ways. We'll talk about food, travel, history, music, language, genealogy, and more. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Hey, it's Liz with the Hungarian Living Podcast, and I want to tell you something honest. Learning Hungarian as an adult has humbled me more than almost anything else I've taken on. This is a language that doesn't share roots with English or French or Spanish. It just does its own beautiful, complicated thing. And yet, every single word I learn feels like I'm unlocking a little more of my own story, a little more of what my great-grandparents carried with them when they left their villages behind. One thing I've learned is that it matters what I tell myself about my language learning journey. I am slowly learning, but forward movement that is slow is still forward movement. Of course, some days I wish I could snap my fingers and have it all happen immediately, but that isn't my reality, and it's probably not yours either. But I am enjoying the journey. Just last week, a friend of mine dropped off some Hungarian children's books she no longer needs at her house, and it's a reminder of how far I have come, because I can read and understand quite a bit of the books, and yet there are still new vocabulary words too. There is more learning ahead for me. Truly, it doesn't really stop, but that's okay. I love adding to my knowledge. And one thing I also love is that a couple of my kids are on this journey with me. So our son has been intentional about learning Hungarian, as well as our daughters. And we actually have one that is in Debrecen now studying. And so it's just very fun to have it be something that's actually getting revived within our family line. So here's the exciting news. We have brand new beginner classes starting for Hungarian, which means if you have been sitting on the sidelines thinking, oh, it's too late for me, everyone else already knows so much. Friends, this is your moment. You are starting exactly where you were supposed to start. And if you're already a little further along, you are in wonderful hands with Katalin, Christina, Katalin, and Gerge. Those are four of our instructors who bring so much patience and heart to teaching this language. Whether you're working on your verb endings or just trying to order a coffee in Budapest without freezing up, they make the journey fun, but also your fellow classmates really make the experience a lot more fun. We also offer additional classes for those who want to strengthen their speaking skills and for those who want to better understand Hungarian language and culture through music. When you're on our newsletter list, you will know when all the new classes are coming up. But just so you know, this isn't a classroom of perfectionists. Some of the people in class will be complete beginners. Some have grown up hearing Hungarian in the house, but actually never quite learned to speak it for themselves. And when you come to our classes, you're here to close that gap. So there's no judgment of where you are. We just want to help you get where you want to go. And we even have several people who have opted for private lessons. So if that's something that's of interest to you, make sure you get in touch with us. If you're interested in refreshing your pronunciation skills, we have a little video that's in the show notes and you can check it out. Or if you're at the beginning of the journey and you want to get a sense of some pronunciation, it's great for that too. If any part of you has been wanting to reconnect with this language, whether it's for a trip, for citizenship, or just because your heart's been tugging at you, go sign up for our new beginner class at thehungarianstore.com. There's a link in the show notes, and I'll be cheering you on. We'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast, please share it with someone you know who loves their Hungarian heritage. And sign up for our newsletter and catalog at hungarianliving.com. There's a link in the show notes. Special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music.